Hi all, my name is Harshin Kadashin. I am 24 years old. I am from St. Petersburg and do stunts on my pink Kawasaki 636. I love drifting. Now I learn it. Oh, my gas tank has screwed off. Tank mount is broken. But I don't have a ball to fix it, so it wobbles.
Do you drift in one or both directions?
Both, right and left. I don't know why my hands get dead tired after drifts. I fall all the time.
Did you have any injuries?
No.
For some reason, I constantly have problems with my legs. Ligaments, ligament bruises, I think. Of the most serious, I had a bruised shoulder ligament. I fell off doing a drift. When I was learning to drift to the right, I was thrown out, caught the high side. And after that, I couldn't train for about a month. This is the most serious thing that happened. Thank God I didn't have any fractures.
I know you have a very popular Instagram.
Yes.
How many followers?
At the moment, 150,000. And I really love it. I learned some tricks in order to put it on Instagram so the people could check it out. Anyway, I learned not only for myself, but for somebody else to see.
How many tricks did you learn this season?
It's so hard to count. Well, I mastered the right drifts, I have mastered the right circles, but now I can't do with a new tire. What else? I started climbing on the tank in circles. Well, a lot of things, I just can't remember quickly. I started drifting in a different position, legs on the steering column. I've been riding since 2017. I mean, training hard since 2017. Well, it's 4 years for now. On the big bike since 2018.
What can you say? Is it needed to switch so quickly to a big motorcycle?
Probably it would be better to ride a small one a little longer, because there are tricks that are difficult for me to do on the big bike. For example, sit down weirdly on a foot brake. I ride badly in leg position in general, and it probably made sense to ride the small bike for another year. So after, it would be easier to transfer everything to a big bike, because after the small one, I transferred the usual circles to the big motorcycle in 1 day.
Really.
What was your small bike?
Yamaha Tricker 250 cubes. Well, it is not too small. By the way, I bought a Honda Grom 125 cubes just in order to learn some tricks that are difficult for me to do on the big motorcycle. By the way, yes, I have a problem with stopping. I really have a problem with stopping. I'm psychologically scared. I mean, doing some acrobatics is not as scary as stopping. The last time it was maybe 15 meters, but this is after numerous attempts. After half an hour of training, I can show something, but this is not good.
Is it your tools? Do you always carry it?
Yes, and everyone uses it, and it gets lost every time. Someone takes it and doesn't return. Here, the hexagons are already lost.
This is typical. Don't give it to anyone.
How? How not to give? Well, I have even motorcycle shorts. It looks like I have such a big butt because I wear tailbone protection. I fall on my tailbone quite often, and it really protects me. Knees, ankle protectors, sneakers. Here I have elbows, shoulders, and back with chest, hips and tailbone. Here I also have everything metal.
What kind of knees do you use?
For now, I use fuse knees. So, by the way, I like them. I really like them. But I don't like that I have irritation on my skin after long training. I don't know how to deal with this situation. Apparently, the skin sweats a lot under the knees, and irritation appears if you wear it all day, every day.
What is your Instagram, so everyone can subscribe?
It's easier to find Dasha Harchenko, because no one knows how to spell the stunt word. Correct name is Stunt Girl Dasha.
Tell them.
Subscribe, of course. There are a lot of videos with my crushes.
How do you like Sochi? Is it high or it sucks?
It's great when people are there. I cannot live without people. I could not live there alone and train there alone. Despite the nature, beautiful mountains, palm trees, whatever, I can't imagine my life without people. It makes no difference to me in what city to live, in St. Petersburg or in Moscow. I'm in Moscow right now because people are here. Two winters in a row I went to Sochi. It's cool when you train for a whole year. But I remember perfectly the year before the last, when I trained all summer. After I trained all winter, and after the whole summer, I didn't want to. Somehow, you are burned out.
No Sochi this year?
No, I do not want to. I don't want to burn out myself. I would like to take a break, and after, I just want to burst in the new season. My stock frame was cracked. I sold it and bought a steel one. There are no problems with steel yet.
But it becomes heavier, or you don't care.
Well, I just didn't ride too much on OEM frame. But recently I tried a motorcycle on the stock frame from a friend. And I was surprised how lightweight it was. It turns out that my Kawasaki is really heavy. Yeah. I loved pilot rod one tire. I thought I could never ride another tire. And just recently I changed the tire. What was it? BT-21, it seems to be called. Yes, BT-21. And I fell in love with this tire. It's just gorgeous. And after that, I put the pilot rod one back, and I did not like it anymore.
Do you buy new or used tires?
Used, of course. I go to trash stores to buy tires.
And how much does it cost?
A used tire is about 40 bucks. And this is a good price. Sometimes price is high. I don't take it for a high price. During winter, I want to completely disassemble and repaint my Kawasaki. I don't like this color.
Why?
Well, it's pale pink. I want hot pink and add more black. By the way, during the winter, I want to learn to stand on my hands. I have this check mark to make head stand on a bike. I really want to master this trick. When I came to stunt riding, I was in pole dance. This is not just dancing, but mostly acrobatics. I did various tricks. And of course, I already had strong arms. When I came to stunt riding, it was not hard for me to leave the motorcycle. Today my only activity is stunt riding, and my arms getting stronger due to this. I constantly feel muscle pain on my spine and shoulders. And people notice my biceps quite often. Here, I can show. How stunt riding looks like behind the scenes. She jumped on the tank, on the Moscow style tank. I jumped onto the tank to make high chair drift and hit my tailbone by the corner of the tank so hard that something cracked there. My tailbone protection slipped down. It was such a crunch, and right now it hurts very bad. It too hurts to walk. Better to lie down a while. Maybe it will pass after half an hour.
Did you lie down like this before?
Yes, many times. Mostly because of the legs. Usually it's a foot sprain. With the tailbone, this happened probably the second time.
And what was the first time?
First time, there was such a hard kick, but nothing crunched. It's scary because something crunched and I don't know what it was. Guys asked me to look at this. But I don't want them to look.
How did it happen? I don't understand.
I jumped onto the tank. I drifted. I jumped onto the tank, legs over the handlebar. And because of the great inertia, apparently I hit it hard with my butt. The corner of the tank, the lip of backrest. The most important is not to break anything, because I don't want to lie like this for 2 weeks, or how long they usually lie like that. I don't know. I've never broken anything, so I don't know how long it takes usually, but I think for a long time. The worst is to lie around and do nothing. And so in general, I never wanted to quit the stunt riding, if that's what you mean. I can try to sit down. No, it hurts. I cannot sit upright. Training is over for today, for sure. I think it's just a bruise. I can walk. it does not hurt while standing. But it hurts when bending forward, so hard. Yes, bending down is not possible. In fact, anything can happen. The finger can be chopped easily. For example, my friend Anton. Have you heard this story?
Well, this is one story in a million. I would not say that it is a real possibility. If we consider such probabilities, then everything can happen with people, even in daily life. I know people who broke hands. It can be said that this can happen, but chopped finger? Compared with motocross, stunt riding is not dangerous.
Maybe, but it's still very traumatic. It's good that I'm lightweight. When I fall, my weight doesn't put much pressure on my bones. If I weigh 30 kilograms more and would fall on my hand with all my weight, then there is a greater chance that I would break it. Goodbye, everyone. Subscribe to Stuntex channel, to my Instagram, and see you soon.